There's a lav. There's a is in the Torah. Shvisas behemta. Not allowed. Can't allow your behemoth to do melacha for you on Shabbos. For example, to do haitzaf. There's something on your behemoth and it walks out within Rishus Rabbim. That would be also because of the is of shvisas behemta. According to many Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, I'm sorry, Taisus and the Rambam, the is of shvisas behemta is an asay. It's not nichon lo sasa kol melacha. It's an asay. Mitzvah asay of leman yanuach. So based upon this, if the Isser Shvisas Benta is a mitzvah saseh, the Prima Gadim is misupik whether Nashim are chayiv in this Isser Shvisas Benta or not. Maybe they should be pater because it's an asay, it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, and women are pater from all mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, or perhaps they're chayiv for some reason. That's the suffix the Prima Gadim had in Simon Shin Hei. So Rabbi Kiveger, in his Taisus to Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Shabbos, brings a beautiful raya. The women are chayav in the Issur Shvisas Behemta from our sugya from the Gemara in Be'ah and Daf Chof Gimel. The Mishnah in Be'ah says over here that there are three things that Blazer ben Azari did. Shlo Baratz and Chachamim. Chachamim argued with him, and one of them was that Parasa Yaitza Beretzur Shaben Karneh. His para used to go out with a strap between its karnayim, between its horns, and that was a problem of Haitza. The Fidah Chachamim was a Masai, was not allowed to go out with that strap of Shusarabim, but Blazer ben Azari felt that it was mutter. So that's what the mission says. The Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, "What do you mean, Parasa Shalbez ben Azariah went out? His para went out with this Ritzua. It sounds like he only had one para. In fact, the Gemara Amarav Amalam Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Treisa Alfi Agli Avim Maser Blazer ben Azariah Ma'adei Kol Shasa V'Shasa. So we have a Masar that Blazer ben Azariah used to give 12,000 animals paras as his Meiser behemoth every year. So he must have had many more paras. So you see, he had like hundreds and thousands of paras. How can you tell me that he only had one par? The lesson of the mission is parasai. His one par used to go out. L'chay, that's not accurate. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says Tana lo shelo haisa elo shoshchei nasa haisa mitach shel micha ba nekas al shmai. We learned in a Tosefta that this was not his para; it was actually his neighbor's para. Shoshchei nasa haisa, and since he was not meicha in her, therefore it was nekas al shmai. It's as if it was his para. So really, we're not talking about his para. His para never went out with Ritzur Shemen Karneh. This was his neighbor's para. And since he wasn't meichen his neighbor, so he gets blamed for her avera of allowing her par to go out without with his ritzur shemen karneh and doing regarding the issur shvisas behemtai. So zok tavi kiveger, we see clearly from here the women are chayv in the issur shvisas behemtai. It was his neighbor, his female neighbor, shchein asoy, l'micha ba. We're clearly talking about a female, and yet it was a tain on him for allowing her to do that to be over on the issur shvisas behemtai. So we see clearly that the issur shvisas behemtai applies to women as well. And even though it's a mitzvah saseh. So that's Rabbi Kiveger's raya that this iser applies to women. The question is, so what's the pshat? Why taka are women chayiv? If it's a mitzvah saseh, it should be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women luchay should be pater. What would be the reason the women are chayiv? And the Michas Chinuch says, he also talks about this, and he says that you can't tell me that maybe there's some type of din that women are chayiv and all the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos for some reason, because we see clearly not like that. The Gemara says that women are only chayav in kiddush hayayim. They're chayav in kiddush because there's a hekesh between zachar and shamar. Sounds like if not for that hekesh, we would not assume the women are chayav in the mitzvahs of seif Shabbos. So when it comes to shvisas b'hemta, where you don't have such a hekesh, then hadr eludin, other women should be pater. So that can't be a reason why women should be chayav. We don't have some makar that women are chayav in all the mitzvahs of seif Shabbos. That's what the Michas Chinuch says. Now l'chara, you could say that what he's saying is not so pashut. Pashas would be telling the machlokes rishonim. The Ran in the 16th parak of Shabbos brings down from Rabbeinu Tam the women are chayiv in the three suddas of Shabbos and to chayiv in lecha mishnah because afen hayav ba'isa hanes of the man. They were also part of the nes of the man, and just like the Gemara says, the din of afen hayav ba'isa hanes to mechayiv women in mitzvah asay shabbos long grama. That's mechayiv them in the mitzvah of Shabbos suda and lecha mishnah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam which the Ran quotes, and the Ran says on him. He asks, he says, Vein Tzarech, you don't need to command to Afin her by Sanes. Shebechol Meiser Shabbos, Ishvisha Shavin. Ishvisha are equal in all the halachs of Shabbos, Kedei Alfinan, Nizachar B'Shamer, Sheyeshna B'Shmei, Yeshna B'Shchira, V'chlal Zeh Habi Kol Chiyu B'Shabbos. So Zok Daran, you don't need that, because we have this hekesh of Zachar B'Shamer, that anyone who's chayav in Shmir is chayav in Shchira, if you chayav in the Lavim Shabbos, if you chayav in the Aseiz of Shabbos, and Zok Daran, clearly it's not limited to Kiddush, it's magia to all Meiser Shabbos, all Dinim of Shabbos, it applies to Lecha Mishnah and to Suda Shabbos, and therefore it applies to everything. So L'chara, what the Minchas Chinuch was saying is telling this Machlokes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the Hekesh of Zachar V'Shamer to be Mechayiv them in Kiddush is limited to Kiddush, but L'fi the Ran, it seems to be not limited to Kiddush, it's a Giloy, the women are Chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and L'chara, L'fi that, you could say that would include Shvisas Behemtai as well. So that maybe would be a makir, why women would be chayv, even if it's a mitzvah saseh. And if you look in Rabbi Kivega over there, in Shabbos, he seems to be saying this. He brings the Ran and the Beinu Tam, and he seems to be saying that this din, if women are chayv or not, should be telling this machlegis Ran and the Beinu Tam. And if you the Ran, that the hekesh applies to everything, women would be chayv in the say of Shvisas Behemtai. Now, lulei divrei Rabbi Kivega, I would think that perhaps you could be madcha the Ran from the Ran. Maybe it's not muchach from the Ran that women are chayv in the say of Shvisas Behemtai, because even the Ran, who extends Zachav Hashomer to Siddur Shabbos and Lachem Mishnah L'cha, you don't have a ride that he would extend that to all Isurim, Isur HaSeh of Shabbos, where you don't find a mucker for that. The Hekesh is between Zachar and Shomer, the Shmir of Shabbos and the Zechir of Shabbos. So perhaps the Ran is just saying that anything which is part of the mitzvah of Zechir Shabbos, which, meaning giving cover to Shabbos, remembering Shabbos, that's Kiddush, it's Siddur Shabbos, Lachem Mishnah, these all go into the Zechir of Shabbos. All those things will be included in the Hekesh. Not only Kiddush, but even Lachem Mishnah and Siddur. But a random assay of Shvisas Behemtai, which has nothing to do with the Schir of Shabbos, that's just a Yisr of Shabbos, that we don't have a ride from the Ran necessarily, that would be included in the Hekesh. So perhaps even if the Ran, it's harder Kushla Dukhto, what's the mucker that women are chayiv in this Yisr of Shvisas Behemtai? So perhaps you could say that maybe the Shakami, I'll piece something that Pnei Yeshua writes later on in Masechus Bei and Daf Lamed, he says a Chiddush that this we pater Nashim for Mitzvah Saseh, Shazman Grama, that is limited to Mitzvahs that are Bekum Baaseh, a Mitzvah which you have to go ahead and do, that you're pater from. But a mitzvah which is b'shev al taisa, a mitzvah which does not require you to do a maisa, just to sit and do nothing, b'shev al taisa, that woman would be chayiv in, even though it's man grama. And the pshat kabi, Ken what Abu Jaham says, that the p'tur of nashim and zman grama is because they're meshubah to their baal, so we can't expect them to be meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mechayiv them to do a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh. There could be a clash between her shibah to the baal and her shibah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is only again when we're asking her to go ahead and do something. But if it's a shev al taisa, if the mitzvah is like if Yeshua says, Taisis Yom Kippurim, that doesn't require an action, it's an inaction, just sitting and not doing something, that women would not be pater from. So lefi that svara hu adin, you could say the women would be chayiv in the asay of Shvisas Behemtai, because that's not telling them to do something, b'kum v'aseh, it's telling them to not be involved in Shvisas Behemtai, and that is something which l'chayra would be mutter, which women would be chayiv in, even though it's man grama. So assuming that this raya from our Gemara is a good raya, the women are chayiv in the asay of Shvisas Behemtai, that could be a mahalach. One mahalach could be like Rabbi Kivega saying, I'll pay the ran, that the hekesh of Zachar B'Shomer includes everything. Or you could say that bichlal, you don't need to come on to that, being that it's a mitzvah asay b'shabal taisa, that does not go into the whole p'tur of mitzvah asay shazman grama.